Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bob Cole standing by. Jimmy Carter is here at 7:45. Running a little bit late, but we got you, Jimmy, and welcome aboard.
Well, the news is it's a great day in Texas for weather. You needed one. Needed a couple of them.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They had
today
a tornado near Huntsville that was headed toward the Space and Rocket Center. And it was one of those NEM tornadoes, you know, that looks like something out of a movie. And it was coming. And they had all these storm chasers there. And these are the storm chasers that have that looks like a tank. Looks like an armored version of the Tesla truck. I mean, it's quite unusual. And they drove straight toward the tornado, and then debris started circling around them, and they wanted to get in the middle of it. And they fired something off into it, and then that truck started going around and around, and it was real heavy, so it didn't get picked up. But it was something to see. I'm surprised it hadn't been on all the networks today.
Have you ever wanted to do that? Has that ever, like, chase a tornado?
Well, I would in something like that that's the really armored car that's you're not going to get hurt and you're strapped
right
in.
Yeah, I think some of those cars, those big cars like that, they actually have a mechanism where they can anchor themselves to the ground as well, I believe.
Yeah, I've heard that too. So it was crazy to watch it, though. But the storm lifted up. It was right near a Buc-ee's in Decatur, Alabama, off I-65. And it just didn't go into downtown, so that was good. Went over to Georgia this morning, and they had some weather. But all in all, it's kind of moved on out. That whole system was kind of a cousin of that one that went through Kentucky and Missouri and elsewhere that killed a bunch of people. A corruption trial of a retired Navy Admiral, Robert Burke, concluded with his conviction, guilty on 4 criminal counts of bribery. At one point, he was the second highest ranking leader in the United States Navy. So what he did is he directed a lucrative Navy contract to an executive training company called Next Jump. And then a little bit after that, he quit being an admiral and he got hired by that company at a starting salary of $500,000. So they tied him all together, and I guess now he's going to the can.
Wow.
You know, that's where a lot of the money goes in this training and subcontractor business, and that's what they're finding in the Doge deal, some of that. A Democratic congressman has died this morning. Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia died. He was 75 years old. He was probably going to step back anyway. His cancer had returned. Yes, there's tons of reports about, you know, people talking about Biden and the PSA test, and, you know, when did they know and when did they know it, and then the whole auto pin thing, who was signing these executive orders, was Biden or was some of his lower-level people? They were going to call up some of those aides to Congress to testify, and so they could find out, but they pulled executive privilege, and the former Biden administration is not allowing those. So I'm not exactly sure how they move forward from that. Yesterday, the Dog and Pony Show at the White House was the Golden Dome, something that would be the equivalent to Israel's Iron Dome. Well, Israel's Iron Dome is very expensive. Israel's about the size of the state of New Jersey, and we're talking about the United States. So with current technology, we could probably pretty much protect Washington, D.C., or New York City, if that's what we were trying to do. We could do that. But to do the whole country, they're going to have to, you know, come up with some kind of technology. Now, one thing they're talking about is space-based weapons to intercept attacks. That has been talked about since the 60s. I'm not sure where we are on that. I imagine we or others, the Chinese or Russia, can launch a weapon from space, you know, like something the equivalent of a space station or something like that. That doesn't, I think we're well within our possibilities of doing that. Whether we can do it, I don't know. But being able to shoot something from the ground up to one of those weapons coming in, I don't know that we have that completely in place.
How could that be that we don't have that?
Well, because technology has not allowed it. We've been working on a...
Israel has it.
A lot of things are kept secret, but there's a laser. You saw it in a James Bond movie. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a laser was put in the front of like a 747 big plane, and it generates a lot of power within the plane and through something, and then it shoots this burst of laser to, I guess, kill ground troops or whatever it was trying to do. But to get one that goes plane to plane or plane to sky, ground to sky, if we've got something like that, we haven't admitted it yet. Now, they're talking more and more that China has developed space-based weapons. You know, and if we start getting into that, which I guess we're going to get into because we're openly talking about it, that's a whole nother world. And so that's where SpaceX and these other people who are generally, you know, trying to get to Mars and doing civilian-oriented stuff, you know, it's not a big push. Some of these satellite launches from Vandenberg have almost always been military launches. We don't ever hear about what the military has in space. You might remember somewhere you've seen there was it looked like a toy version of the space shuttle. And it went up from Vandenberg, and it stayed up in space for like a year, unmanned. And then it landed at Kennedy just like it would if it was the big space shuttle. And they may or may not have set that up in the air again. But we've got stuff that's always secretly gone. A couple times from Cape Canaveral, they've done some military-only launches as far back as when I was going down to Johnson Space Center in the whatever decade that was, 80s. They were doing military-only launches. They even had a military control room at Johnson Space Center that was guarded by a Marine, so you couldn't just bounce in there. So they were doing secret squirrel stuff even back then. But, you know, who knows what we've done now. And so we're getting more and more talking about it. So the Iron Dome, if you just, you know, again, we've got so many ways that people are trying to kill us now, whether it's cyber or drone. And drone means sea drone, air drone. You know, we're flying planes around every day, military jets that don't have anybody in them. It's like a Waymo, except it's a F-16, and they fly out of Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, and they go out over the Gulf, and the F-22s chase them.
Well,
you know, the computer's running in.
If it's like a Waymo, then it'll stop immediately if it rains. And so we need to go a little bit further.
We don't know what this one does because they don't talk about it. But I know those things are flying, and that's not totally hidden. We've got drone ships. We've got drone submarines that are supposed to be really something. So, you know, the enemy knows that we have a lot of this stuff, and that keeps them from being too foolish doing something else. But the Chinese, I saw a picture the other day of a Chinese bomber. This is like a big transport plane that opens up its belly like a Bombay door, and all these drones come out. Looks like something out of a sci-fi or an animated cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's all these little drones come out and take off. And, you know, when our million-dollar missiles don't shoot a 5, $5 drone or $10 or $50 drone. And that's
or
what's
a
been
Chinese hot air balloon, yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. So you've been watching. If you, we were getting a lot of reports from Ukraine there for the first year or so that we were very involved. And you heard more and more stuff about drones. And, yes, they do shoot some intercontinental ballistic missiles. I think they've shot a few at Ukraine from Russia. But mostly they've shot drones and smaller things. So you've got a lot of stuff to think about, you know, with the defense of our country. And I think they're doing it. But the fact that the president has come out with that multi-billion-dollar space and satellite-based, I don't know how that's going to get through exactly Congress, because they're too busy. They're fighting about everything. I think we really do have a problem that they just don't spell out easily, and it's what Chip Roy and a number of them are fighting for. Our economy has gotten such that the Medicaid and the Medicare is extremely expensive, and then when you add that to service of our debt, we only have like a little piece of the pie that we can use for defense and the other things to keep the country running. And I don't think they want to be completely honest about, you know, really our financial problems. So I think that's why Trump so much is trying to get all this investment and all these things coming. Get tariff would be like a tax on people, so we can, the country can have a bigger income that's not income tax related. I just think he's trying a lot of stuff to try to battle the economy that's going on. Ron DeSantis, I thought for a time, you know, Trump is president now, but a couple of years ago I said, well, this guy looks like he's going to be, you know, the next president on the Republican side. Well, his star has really fallen, and I don't really understand completely why. I think Sean Hannity is trying to help him.
It's a Ted Cruz deal, I figured out. You're right. This guy couldn't be stopped, but as America got to know him, he just has this unlikability thing, and that's what cost him.
And he's still out there trying, and I don't know, he seems to be competent. There's no doubt about that, but it just, it's just like some people just don't seem to play well with others. Trump has got some kind of charm, even though he's got fangs that come out that are really nasty that people don't like. DeSantis, who doesn't have scandal, but just has a personality that, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know that Vance
yeah.
has a great personality. You know, have you noticed him a little bit? He's a little...
I think you're right.
And I know who does have a good personality, though, is little Mario.
Well, you know, I'll tell you who else does, too, since we're on that subject. The California governor, Gavin Newsom, he's got something. Now, he's wishy-washy. By the way, his latest deal, he started telling all the cities in California where he's governor, y'all need to clean up your homeless problem and don't let them camp on the streets. This is like a total 180, so you know he's running for president.
Yeah, you know he's running. He's just trying to figure out, you know, how to get in there. And, so it's interesting. DeSantis, if you had DeSantis running against Newsom, that would be interesting. I just don't want to see J.D. Vance, at least right now, you know, given the automatic go. I don't know that at this point. I don't know about that. But DeSantis certainly has done a good job down in Florida, it seems. So anyway, we'll see how that turns out. The FDA is going to limit the COVID booster shots to people that are over the age of 65 and not going to recommend them for healthy people. I got the hiccups. Elon Musk says he's going to stay CEO of Tesla for at least another 5 years and not going to stop unless I'm dead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
801, Jimmy Carter now with page 2.
New Orleans jail employee charged with helping 10 inmates escape, and I think 5 of them are still out there. Maintenance worker cut off the water at the jail, allowing the inmates to remove a toilet and a sink from a ceiling wall and from a cell wall. So that's how they got out, kind of. Maybe some more people helped. Killer bees. Have you been hearing about these in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every year.
Well, this is one.
It's real, too. I mean, it's real.
No, it is. These are real. This is Comanche. I had to look it up on the map. It's north of you and a little bit to
Comanche,
the west.
Comanche, Texas,
north,
yeah.
Northwest.
Yeah, yeah. They get tornadoes there, too. It's bad.
They had owners, several horses. Bees were attacking the horses, killed 3 of their prized rodeo horses. They had to come out from the fire department with their brush truck, put some soap in there, and try to use soapy water to stop the bees. The horses moved away from it. It was bad. They had so much venom in them, they had organ failure for all three of the horses.
It's happened around here, some version of this at least a couple of times. People be on their riding lawnmower or whatever, cutting the yard.
Oh, yeah.
And this is similar. And the killer bees think this is a threat, and they move in and kill whoever, you know, the old man or old woman on the tractor before they get off.
In Eastland, Texas. You know where Eastland is?
Oh, yeah. Ringling Road right there.
Comanche. It's north of Comanche. This man is dead. Bees swarmed him while mowing.
Yeah.
They followed him into his vehicle as he tried to drive away, causing him to crash. Police observed the driver of the vehicle being swarmed by the bees. Next thing you know, I look down here, a loud boom, and he's in my parents' front yard. Goes on and on and on, and a large honeybee nest near an abandoned building began swarming and stinging him. Though he was still being attacked, the officers were able to get him out of his truck and into an ambulance. He died. Eastland is 90 miles southwest of Fort Worth. So
the Ringling Brothers got all started there.
Oh, did? Okay, yeah. Well, that's interesting. Although they have to keep me away from killer bees and those willy boogers in Texas, no doubt. And remembering George Wendt today, he played Norm Peterson on Cheers, died at the age of 76, and I'll leave you today with a quote from his book, Drinking with George, A Barstool Professional's Guide to Beer. He said, I'm a simple man. I don't ask for much. Give me a nice, comfortable chair, a cool breeze, a ball game on the radio, and an ice-cold beer, and I couldn't be happier. Doesn't that sound nice?
Pretty good. Pretty accurate, too. Thank you, Jimmy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Very good. Complete report. I bet he still had more. Something else. Jimmy Carter every morning, thanks to the good folks at Crestview RV, Precision Camera and Video, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Hey, well, high school baseball, folks understandably complaining, how come we don't get any love and depend on us? We'll bring an update on who's still alive and doing great. Speaking of still alive, the big old SEC tournament. And, of course, the NCAAs with softball being hosted, the NCAA regional, super regional, right here in Austin starting tomorrow. Yeah, lots going on. Stay tuned. Oh, by the way, Cap and Stitch will run and hide because some version of it anyway, they're going to do it today or tomorrow. Back in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.